Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Диалог прозвучит два раза. Между первым и вторым прослушиванием у вас будет время для выполнения задания. Сейчас у вас есть одна минута, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Dr. Michaels, you've come here today to tell our listeners about the importance of living a healthy life. Why do you feel so strongly about this?
Well, it worries me a great deal that we don't enjoy such good health as our parents and grandparents. Every day my surgery is full of patients suffering from illnesses which could have been prevented.
What exactly do you mean by this?
Many people have developed illnesses as a result of the way they live. If they'd eaten more sensibly, these could have been prevented.
Can you give some examples?
Of course. If you eat food with a lot of fat, like fried steak or rich creamy sauces, you'll develop heart disease. Now, you don't have to eat fried food. You can grill meat instead and substitute yogurt for the cream. If you did, you'd find your blood pressure would go down almost immediately, and you'd have more energy.
In the news these days, there is a lot of publicity about teenagers becoming obese.
Yes, it's incredible to see the difference from only 20 years ago. Now teenagers eat so much junk food and prefer sugary drinks with so many calories that they're becoming fatter. They don't eat regular meals. They're always snacking on crisps or chocolate. Schools should be doing more to advise them on a healthy way of living.
But don't growing children need to eat a lot?
Eat a lot of the right kind of food. Otherwise, children will grow in the wrong way. But you know, it's not just the diet that's the problem, but also the lack of exercise. When I was young, we walked to school and played outside all day in the summer. Now, children are couch potatoes, watching TV from morning to night, or playing mindless computer games.
But life was much safer then. I wouldn't want my children playing in the streets with the terrible traffic we have. And I want to know where they are. Keep an eye on them.
True, but by overprotecting our children, we are making them less independent and less able to cope with life. We give them everything they want, but we don't prepare them for real life. I do feel let down by schools these days. They have their priorities wrong.
Earlier, you mentioned people were more stressed these days. Why is that?
There's so much pressure to succeed in life. There's a lot of competition between people, and this results in stress or depression. If you eat well and take regular exercise, you will feel fitter and able to cope with difficulties more logically.
So, I gather your approach to curing illnesses is to analyze your current way of life and try to substitute a healthier diet and exercise routine.
Exactly that. The healthier people become, the fewer patients I'll have to see in my surgery. Then I'll be able to concentrate on those who are really unwell.
Dr. Michaels, thank you for your advice.
У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы выполнить задание. Через 30 секунд вы услышите запись снова. Прослушайте диалог еще раз и проверьте свой ответ.
Dr. Michaels, you've come here today to tell our listeners about the importance of living a healthy life. Why do you feel so strongly about this?
Well, it worries me a great deal that we don't enjoy such good health as our parents and grandparents. Every day my surgery is full of patients suffering from illnesses which could have been prevented.
What exactly do you mean by this?
Many people have developed illnesses as a result of the way they live. If they'd eaten more sensibly, these could have been prevented.
Can you give some examples?
Of course. If you eat food with a lot of fat, like fried steak or rich creamy sauces, you'll develop heart disease. Now, you don't have to eat fried food. You can grill meat instead and substitute yogurt for the cream. If you did, you'd find your blood pressure would go down almost immediately and you'd have more energy.
In the news these days, there is a lot of publicity about teenagers becoming obese.
Yes, it's incredible to see the difference from only 20 years ago. Now teenagers eat so much junk food and prefer sugary drinks with so many calories that they're becoming fatter. They don't eat regular meals. They're always snacking on crisps or chocolate. Schools should be doing more to advise them on a healthy way of living.
But don't growing children need to eat a lot?
Eat a lot of the right kind of food. Otherwise, children will grow in the wrong way. But you know, it's not just the diet that's the problem, but also the lack of exercise. When I was young, we walked to school and played outside all day in the summer. Now, children are couch potatoes, watching TV from morning to night, or playing mindless computer games.
But life was much safer then. I wouldn't want my children playing in the streets with the terrible traffic we have. And I want to know where they are. Keep an eye on them.
True. But by overprotecting our children, we are making them less independent and less able to cope with life. We give them everything they want, but we don't prepare them for real life. I do feel let down by schools these days. They have their priorities wrong.
Earlier, you mentioned people were more stressed these days. Why is that?
There's so much pressure to succeed in life. There's a lot of competition between people, and this results in stress or depression. If you eat well and take regular exercise, you will feel fitter and able to cope with difficulties more logically.
So, I gather your approach to curing illnesses is to analyze your current way of life and try to substitute a healthy diet and exercise routine.
Exactly that. The healthier people become, the fewer patients I'll have to see in my surgery. Then I'll be able to concentrate on those who are really unwell.
Dr. Michaels, thank you for your advice.
Время, отведенное на выполнение и проверку задания блока аудирования, истекло.